Finland has deployed dogs trained to smell the coronavirus at the country's main international airport. A trial of this experimental search method will take place for 4 months. If successful, the system could be established as a low-cost and quick way to identify infected travelers. Finland's Smell Detection Association trained the four dogs now at work in the Helsinki airport. It's a very promising method. Dogs are very good at sniffing, said Anna Hjelm Björkman, a University of Helsinki professor of animal medicine. If it works, it will be a good screening method, she added. Hjelm Björkman believes the dogs could be used at hospitals, ports, group homes for older people, and at large public gatherings. The airport's Twitter page includes an image of one of the newly employed sniffers. Researchers in countries including Australia, France, Germany, and the United States are also studying dogs. But the Finnish trial is among the largest so far. Hjelm Björkman told the Associated Press that Finland is the second country after the United Arab Emirates and the first in Europe to use dogs to sniff out the coronavirus. A similar program started at Dubai International Airport over the summer. Passengers who agree to take a free test under the voluntary program in Helsinki do not have direct physical contact with a dog. They are asked to swipe their skin with material, which is then put into a container and given to a dog waiting in a separate place. The animals, E.T., Kosi, Mina, and Valo, all receive training in the past to smell cancer, diabetes, or other diseases. The trainers say it takes a dog 10 seconds to sniff the virus samples before it gives the test result by scratching with a paw. They also might lie down, make a noise, or do something else to make their findings known. The process should be completed within 1 minute, said Hjelm Björkman. If the result is positive, the passenger is urged to take a coronavirus test to confirm the dog's result. The airport is near Helsinki, in the city of Vantaa. Its deputy mayor, Timo Aronkito, said the program is costing $350,000. He called the amount remarkably lower than other methods of testing arriving passengers. The four sniffer dogs are to work in the airport at different times, with two on duty at a time, while the other two get a break. If the scent is easy, it doesn't wear out the dogs too much. But if there are lots of new scents around, dogs do get tired easier, said Annetta Kara of the Smell Detection Association, as she patted her white dog, E.T. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.